Yeah, 7:46 here on Wake Up. And Carlo Broussard, the Cajun apologist, is joining us this morning. Last week we were asking you about earthquakes, and now you're probably wondering, of course you got folks back here at home, how do they survive the storm, Barry?
That's right. I remember last week, Stacy said, Carlo, aren't you willing to pack up your wife and kids and come back home to Louisiana? To which I say, well, then I would be packing back up to come back to California, getting away from that hurricane.
Wow, that's amazing. Did your folks back here in South Louisiana, did they fare pretty well?
Yeah, they were fine. Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, they're north of Lafayette, and I mean, okay. They lost power for a few hours in the middle of the night, and that was it. Just a little rain.
Well, we were actually calling on the Saints to intercede for us, and it kind of brings us to where we are today.
We sure did.
With your topic,
That's right. Yeah, so we've been going through a little mini series of answering objections to the intercession of the Saints. And so we're going to continue that today. We're still considering some objections to the saints' ability to intercede, or objections that Protestants will make to the Catholic practice of asking the saints to intercede for us on the grounds that they aren't aware of our prayers, and thus our requests are futile. One common objection is that we're making gods out of the saints. Because think about it, you know, if we're all praying, let's just say all, you know, however many people on the planet Earth are praying to Mary at the same time, right? Mm-hmm. Well, according to the Catholic understanding, well, hey, she would be able to be aware and understand all of our prayers at the same time and respond to them. Wouldn't that require omniscience, right? I mean, that's a feat. That's such a feat, requires omniscience, to be all-knowing. And so to say that Mary could perform such a task would make a god out of her. So how do we respond to this? Well, first of all, a knowledge of a finite number of prayers doesn't entail infinite knowledge, right? So it doesn't exhaust the divine essence or God's nature. You don't need to comprehend God's essence or nature and know it as far as it can be known in order to know a limited number of things, because finite creatures imitate the divine essence, but even an infinite number of finite creatures wouldn't exhaust the divine essence. So knowledge of God's essence in its entirety is not required in order to know a finite number of things. Okay, so such knowledge does not require infinite knowledge, and so it doesn't require to be God to know 6 billion prayers at the same time.
Wow.
However, with that said, it's important to note that Mary wouldn't be able to know that many prayers at the same time by her own power, right? So such a power does go beyond her created intellect, her natural powers. So she's going to need some extra help. She's going to need what theologians call created light of glory that's given to her and all of the blessed by God. For them to be able to know all of our prayers at the same time, they would need some added assistance or grace given to the mind, their minds by God to elevate the intellect in order to be aware of all of these prayers at the same time. So it does not make gods out of them to claim that the saints could know a multiplicity of prayers at the same time.
Okay.
So here's a common objection. Now what's interesting, guys, is I was recently reading through St. Thomas Aquinas in his Summa Theologiae, and I found a couple of objections that St. Thomas Aquinas proposes, hypothetically, that Protestants don't use, but that they could use against us. So here's be on the lookout at Catholic.com. I wrote a piece, an article for our Catholic Answers magazine online that'll be coming out either today or tomorrow,
this
week,
great.
Going through these two objections right here. So one of them is the you're making them sad objection, right? Think about this. If the saints knew our prayers, then they would know our sufferings. If the saints knew our sufferings, then they would be sad and not happy. But they can't be sad and not happy in heaven, right? Because they're perfected in happiness.
Yes, exactly.
And so therefore, the saints must not know our sufferings, and therefore the saints must not know our prayers.
Hmm.
Interesting objection.
That
huh?
is.
So it's the knowledge of our prayers would make them aware of our sufferings and thus make them sad, but they can't be sad in heaven. So how do we answer this? Well, one way that we can answer this is that the saints know that God permits suffering in our lives only if he's going to bring about a greater good. As Aquinas mm-hmm. writes, God allows evils to happen in order to bring a greater good.
Mm.
Now, whether the saints know that good or not doesn't really matter. Simply knowledge that God will direct a permitted evil to a greater good gives the saints reason not to be sad. And this is especially true given their beatific vision and vision of the divine essence, which provides them an improved perspective on how God perfectly orders things to his glory. So they would have no cause for being sad because they would know that God's going to bring a greater good and that that plan is perfectly wise, and they have an enhanced perspective being in the beatific vision than we do. So we know, yeah, God's going to bring about a greater good, but their perspective is enhanced due to the beatific mm-hmm. vision. Second, they know the glory of heaven that our sufferings lead to. St. Paul writes in Romans 8:18, I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us.
Wow.
We on this side of the veil don't have vision of that glory. We don't know precisely what that glory is, so our awareness of sufferings causes sadness in us. But the blessed in heaven are aware of the glory and see our present sufferings in light of that glory that our sufferings are leading to. And thus, once again, there's no reason for them to be sad. So that's one objection. Here's another objection that Aquinas makes. This is interesting as well. And it goes something like this. If the saints knew our prayers and were aware of our prayers, right, and they were praying for us,
mm-hmm.
well, then
mm-hmm.
they would see to it that we wouldn't suffer,
mm-hmm.
right? Because charitable people, yeah. they assist their neighbors and their friends and try to deliver them from their sufferings and
mm-hmm.
make their lives better, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But obviously, we still suffer. Mm-hmm. So apparently, mm-hmm. the saints must not know of our prayers and our requests to deliver us from our sufferings.
Okay.
So how do we answer this one, right? That's pretty, it's kind of like a problem of evil objection that atheists make against God, right?
Huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so the way we answer this is that, well, listen, here's how Aquinas does it. The saints intercede only in accord with God's will, right? And so like us, they don't know all of God's plan. So they pray for certain things if the Lord wills it, according to God's will. And if in a particular case, they know that God wills to allow a source of suffering in our lives in mm-hmm. order to bring about a greater good, well, then they wouldn't pray for God to remove it because they can't do anything contrary to God's will, right?
I see.
If we ask the saints, hey, you know, Saint so-and-so, pray that I get to be delivered from this particular difficulty in my life, and it doesn't mm-hmm. come to pass, it's because God didn't will for him to take away that
mm-hmm.
suffering.
Mm-hmm.
It's not because the saints aren't aware of our prayers, right?
Okay.
And then also, too, think about this. Even though the suffering is not taken away when we request, it doesn't mean the saints aren't assisting us and helping us because they are helping us in as much as they're praying that we have the strength to persevere in faith not lose hope in the midst of suffering.
Mm,
and such prayers are fruits of perfect love.
Yeah.
So just because the suffering is not taken away, it doesn't mean they aren't aware of our prayers and thus aren't praying for us, because they are praying that we have the graces we need and the strength we need to endure the suffering and with meaning and purpose and union with Christ in order for it to be redemptive and salvific for our own souls and the souls of others. So those are a couple of objections that, once again, Protestants don't use, but they could use them. And I found them interesting, so I wrote a piece on it, and you can check it out at Catholic.com sometime this week in order to get the details.
I sometimes wonder what St. Anthony thinks whenever we lost something and we're trying to find our wallet or our keys. Right. And he's like, ooh, it's over there, you know, but yeah. we can't find them. So it's like, ugh.
Hashtag you know. Eye roll. You know, yeah, yeah.
That's right. That's right.
Our sunglasses and they're on our head. Yes. So we're like, oh, you know what I mean?
They intercede only in accord with God's will, right? God might not will that we find that wallet right now.
Oh, wow. That's sweet. Well, okay, so this is, segment three of a five-part series, or are you going to...
Yeah, that's right. So next week, we'll consider some more objections. We're going to transition into considering objections to the appropriateness of the saint's intercession, of asking the saints to intercede
for
us.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So the objections we've considered over the past couple of weeks is, you know, their ability.
Right.
You know, so the claim that it's futile for us to ask because they aren't aware of our prayers.
Yeah.
Next time, we'll consider some objections that claim it's inappropriate for us to ask them to pray for us, such as it's taken away from Jesus' unique mediation, or we're praying to the dead and the Bible forbids that type of thing.
Well, good. I mean, that's really, I didn't have that exact question in mind, but I definitely want to ask you, because there's an appropriate way to go about doing that.
Amen.
All right. God bless you. Carlo Broussard, carlobroussard.com, right? We can find more about
that's
you there.
That's right.
And, of course, Catholic.com.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Take the rest of the day off there, Carlo.
Thanks, Carlo.
Thank you, guys. God bless you. Have a great day.
Thank you.